Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, joining us on the program, we have Alex Capozzolo on the show, co-founder of SD House Guys and Brotherly Love Real Estate, two real estate investing companies located on opposite coast. And Mr. Capozzolo, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Happy to be here.
And thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on the program. So for starters, I'm sure listeners would be interesting to hear, how do you manage running a business with your best friend?
Yeah, we grew up together, known each other since we were five, and we're pretty tight growing up. So always on the same page, naturally, played sports together, did this together. I moved to California, so we were both from Pennsylvania, and then we kind of at different times fell into real estate, started telling each other about it, and then decided, why don't we try and do something together? Even though we were on opposite coasts, he was still in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I was in California. So the prices were much different in both of our markets. And this was, you know, years ago when capital was not nearly as prevalent in our lives. So we said, hey, Philly's cheap. Let's do Philly, see what it's about, give it a shot. And we started kind of slowly with a couple of rentals that we just acquired together. Sometimes we would bring in a third partner and they would bring most of the down payment if cash was low for us. And that's how we got our start. And since then, we manage our rentals together. We have since hired out property management. That's been helpful. But we talk and work together every day. We flip houses in Philly. We've expanded to San Diego, trying to do the same thing. And we've been doing it together full time for about 4 years. Just running the business together, working together. He's boots on the ground. I'm more, you know, on the West Coast for our Philadelphia stuff, but it works out. You know, it's like, this is an early call right now, and I'm usually on the phone with people on the East Coast even earlier than right now, being 3 hours ahead in Philadelphia. So I do a lot of talking to leads, managing leads, marketing, tech, website, SEO stuff. And I set appointments for him and things like that. And then he goes in person, locks up deals, and we either, you know, flip them, list them, buy them as and hold them as rentals. It kind of depends. But that's a little bit of the background on how we started and what we do today.
Yeah, thanks for sharing some of the backstory there briefly. That's pretty awesome stuff right there, in great cities to be doing business in, Philadelphia and San Diego. How do you scale your business without getting burnt out? We'd love to hear from you on that.
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. And we definitely still struggle with it, I'd say, but we've gotten way better. So how do you scale a business without burning out? Is, at least the past 2 years, what I've tried to do is just injecting more fun into your day. And that doesn't mean like you go to Chuck E. Cheese for 3 hours and take, you know, stop working. Sometimes maybe, you know, whatever floats your boat and whatever your day looks like. But even if it's like, go on a walk 3 times a day for half an hour, or go on a hike, but it's, you know, it's like just an hour hike. It's like, you know, people sometimes work out once a day. It's like, instead of working out, go on a hike, get in nature. So things like that have helped us. But overall, just like honestly communicating with each other and just saying like, hey, dude, I feel exhausted right now. Like, I'm burning out. And we just talk about it. And then we encourage each other to go do other things besides work, even if it's a work day. My partner, John, he likes to mushroom forage, is one of his hobbies. So you can't do that all year round on the East Coast, but certain times of the year. He loves just hiking, being in the woods. I'm like, dude, just go for a hike, like take a half a day off and just go do your thing. So I'd say just, yeah, trying to inject fun and your hobbies into your life. Don't lose your hobbies. And then also just honestly communicating with how you're feeling to who you're working with.
Well, I'm sure you have people thinking about some of the things and points you made here. Really some good feedback from you on that. I appreciate it. Now, how do you hold yourself accountable in your own business? Talk to us about that.
Like overall, I would say it does come back to honesty and just being honest with yourself too. You know, when, especially when you're not in the same office, so him and I are not in the same office, obviously, different coasts, it would be easy for me to like slack off and like kind of get the work done that needs to get done. And it would look like it's getting done on paper, but half the day I'm watching Netflix. Like that would be easy for me to do. So, but I don't do that. So it's just being honest with yourself, I'd say. It's like an overall like what you need to carry within your mindset and your heart. And then, I mean, reports, you know, accountability comes down to like measuring and tracking. So some people that might be like too much structure if they have to measure and track this and that and this report and that number. So I'd say if you're trying to do this and incorporate it into your own business, especially just starting out the year, you know, it's late February. So people might still be looking forward to grow their businesses and do other things and increase what they're doing. I would say just add in some reports, whether it's weekly, monthly, quarterly, or all three, yearly, but track what you're doing and hold yourself accountable and let the numbers hold you accountable. You know, you don't have to be so hard on yourself, but the data doesn't lie. So I would just lean on reports as your guide and your navigator to see how you're doing and where you're heading.
I like that advice there. Good stuff. We're speaking with Alex Capozzolo. He is the co-founder of SD House Guys and Brotherly Love Real Estate, two real estate investing companies located on opposite sides of the country here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, is it possible to grow your business without much capital? And if you've experienced that, we'd love to hear some details on that as well.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. There's lots. Again, it kind of starts with your mind and your mindset. So there are lots of people in the world that have tons of money and don't know what to do with it, or tons of money and it's just sitting in their bank account. It's liquid. It's not earning interest. It's not doing anything for them. Those people want good opportunities, right? Good investment opportunities. So first, believe that there's money out there, abundance mindset. And then, you can absolutely grow anything. That's a good idea, a good service, a good business. Real estate's an easy one because people like parking their money in real estate. If it's long-term, you know, that's like an easy pitch. It's like, hey, here's a rental property. We don't have money. You bring the down payment, we'll manage it, and, you know, we'll split the equity in whatever way sounds good and fair to everyone. So that's one way to do it if you're looking to buy rentals. House flips is another easy one. If anyone's heard of hard money lenders, you know, it's basically what you can do that, but from someone you know, and maybe even get a better interest rate. Hard money lenders by us are charging, you know, 12% after fees, about 12 to 14%. But we've borrowed from family and family friends, more so family friends, that we've known for a while that we didn't even know would be interested in or have a lot of money, but we just pitched it to everyone because we're trying to, you know, bootstrap a flip, and they were interested, and we paid them like 9% or something like that. So worked out for them. They had money, it was sitting, they made 9%, which is better than, you know, the stock market certain years and all that. So they made money. We made money on the flip, and it all kind of worked out. So I would just say abundance mindset with like also your circle and who you know. And there's probably more people than you'd expect that might have some money that they're trying to do something with.
Yeah, boy, there's a will, there's a way. And with that persistence and desire to make it happen, you certainly have shown it can happen. Good stuff. Really inspirational information there. Tell me also, what's the best way to roadmap future goals of your business?
Yeah, I mean, it's the best way definitely depends on the person, right? Some people like the structure and the plan and knowing every second before it happens. Other people are much more flowy, and structure might slow them down or just make them feel uneasy or whatever. So I'd say first ask yourself where you fall in that spectrum. And then, yeah, I mean, road mapping the future of your business is just coming up with a plan. So I would say figure out what your goals are. Yeah, I would write out your goals for your business and work backwards from there. and kind of reverse engineer, say, okay, you want to grow your business to, if it's a money value or like $1 million in revenue or 100 sales, 100 transactions this year, whatever it is. And then work backwards from there and say, okay, to get 100 sales, you know, that's however many sales in a 12-month calendar year. And to do that, we'd have to generate, you know, 50 leads to close one sale. So that times however many sales per month. And how can we generate this amount of leads? And just work backwards, reverse engineer it. And that should provide at least some clarity on a roadmap on what to do. It might not be perfect. Be open to changing it as you go. But that's where I would start, is something like that.
Certainly do appreciate the visit with us here today and the insight and information shared, really some interesting information. Some of these points and advice can be applied to other industries as well. So we really appreciate your time spent with us here today. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Yeah, I'd say, just because we're kind of talking about like mindset a lot, no matter what the market's doing, regardless of what market you're in, real estate, whatever, you know, whatever industry. And then so macro, and then no matter what the micro, like your local market's doing, there's always a way to make it work. So I would just carry that with you, you know, especially coming off of COVID a couple years ago, you know, a lot of businesses got through that, pushed through that, figured out a way, modified their businesses, changed, adapted, grew even more. So I would say there's a way, you know, like you said, Eric, where there's a will, there's a way. So keep that mindset of just no matter what's going on in the world, there is someone out there that probably wants what you're selling, whether it's a product or service. So believe in that and let that carry you through the hard times, but be open to adapting like a chameleon to whatever's going on. So your business is a good fit for the time and the people.
Alex, again, really do appreciate your visit with us here today, and we all here at EPN certainly wish you continued success in all your endeavors there. Tell us, where can listeners get information on SD House Guys and Brotherly Love Real Estate?
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. This has been fun. If you're on the West Coast, especially in Southern California, reach out to us. You can find us on sdhouseguys.com. It has all our information, has lots of guides too, so if you're looking to get into real estate or do real estate stuff, a lot of informational things there. And then on the East Coast, it's our East Coast business and website, brotherlyloveproperties.com, and that has all our Philly crazy East Coast stuff there. So reach out to us if you're in either of those areas. Happy to chat.
And of course, listeners, for your convenience, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Capozzolo, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Alex Capozzolo, the co-founder of SD House Guys and Brotherly Love Real Estate, two real estate investing companies located on opposite coast. And for further details, visit sdhouseguys.com or brotherlyloveproperties.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.